CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in this clip can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday, the 23rd of March 2025. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB launches its new web app. RSGB elected board director unopposed candidates are announced. Full details of the RSGB 2025 AGM have been released. The RSGB is excited to give you a first look at its new app. The web version has just been launched and is a one-stop shop for all Radcom publications and club newsletters. You can find the web version at rsgb.org. It gives RSGB members easy access to over 10 years of back issues of Radcom, as well as Radcom Basics and Plus. The Society will be adding more back issues of Radcom from the archive in the coming months, making it even more valuable. All you need is your RSGB membership portal details to access the editions. If you're not an RSGB member, you can still view a sample edition of Radcom through the web version of the app. If you like what you see, you can become an RSGB member via rsgb.org/join, which will give you access to the back issues of Radcom and its sister publications. Watch this space for news of the release of the RSGB mobile app later this year. For some roles in the RSGB elections, a single nomination was received. These include the two vacancies for elected board directors, Peter Boyer, G4MJS, and Mark Savage, M0XIC, will each take up the role of board director at the end of the RSGB AGM on the 12th of April. Both were interviewed separately to enable RSGB members to hear their views on current issues facing amateur radio and the Society. Their answers were combined into two videos. The first short video is just two quick questions, and the second video is more in-depth. You can watch them both on the RSGB website and its YouTube channel. For more information about each of these unopposed candidates, see the April 2025 issue of Radcom, or go to rsgb.org/candidates. The RSGB 2025 AGM will take place at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 12th of April. The event will be held online to ensure that as many members as possible can watch and take part. The formal business of the meeting will include the results of members' votes for the resolutions and details about the election. The RSGB President John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will give a video review of 2024, and the Society will announce the recipients of its annual awards and trophies, as well as the winners of its construction competition. You can ask the board questions of the day via Zoom or the YouTube live channel, or by submitting a written question in advance. After the main AGM meeting, the RSGB is delighted to have a presentation about the Society's strategy. Led by Board Director Mark Jones, G0MGX, there'll be also contributions from Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, Spectrum Forum Chairman Murray Neiman, G6JYB, and Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, who will at that point be the new RSGB President. Find out more by going to rsgb.org/AGM. Maritime Radio Day 2025 starts at 1200 UTC on the 14th of April, finishes 2300 UTC on the 15th of April. The annual event takes place to commemorate the almost 100 years of wireless telegraphy service for seafarers, which ended in the UK with the closure of Portishead Radio on the 30th of April 2000. This event is a great opportunity to have a QSO with former Marine Radio officers and Coast Guard and Coast Station professionals who will be exchanging details of their previous ships and coastal stations. The mode of operation is CW, with all HF bands being used, including walks. A certificate of participation will be issued to everyone who submits results. Amateur radio holders are invited to register to take part as Friends of Maritime Radio Day. Shortwave listeners can also submit logs. For more information and to register, go to radioofficers.com/MRD-2025. Amateur Radio Clubs on the Air has launched a new activity for radio amateurs to promote their clubs. Some have fun and collect points for an award. All bands and modes may be used, including SSB, CW, FM, RTTY, FT8 and FT4 and other digital modes. This is an ongoing award and contacts can be claimed from the 23rd of March onwards. You can find full details on the Leicester Radio Society website at g3lrs.org.uk, via the g3lrs page at qrz.com, or by emailing arcota, that's A-R-C-O-T-A, at g3lrs.org.uk. Please send all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before Sunday transmissions. Now for details of rallies and events, the Penn Croydon District Amateur Radio Club Rally is on Sunday the 30th of March at Sarn and Bryn Cawils Social Club, Bryn Corch Road, Sarn near Bridgend, CF329NY. Entrance is £2.50, tables £10 each, refreshments available. Public access to the event is from 10 a.m, trader access from 8. Please contact Ewan Jones via 07791 709691 for more information. The Dunstable Downs Radio Club will be holding its annual National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale at the usual venue, which is Stockwood Park in Luton, on Sunday the 18th of May, excluding a break for COVID-19. This is the 40th consecutive year that the event has been run. Special event news, there's still time to work special event station GB1KBR. Radio amateurs in Scotland are on the air until the end of March to celebrate the start of the official handover to the Commonwealth Games King's Baton by His Majesty the King at Buckingham Palace for the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games. Activity is HF, SSB, CW and digital, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL and QRZ.com. An award programme is available via the Ham Award platform. Further information on the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games, please visit Glasgow2026.com. Polish Amateur Radio Union is celebrating 95 years since its foundation, as well as the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. To mark the occasion, 10 special event stations are active between the 11th and 25th of April. Full details, as well as details of the available awards, can be found via hamaward.cloud. DX News, Heath VK3TWO is active from Fiji as 3D2TWO until the 27th of March. The station will be active on the 40 to 10 metre bands using SSB and FT8. More information, qrz.com. Bud AA3B will again be active from Antigua as V26K between the 25th of March and the 2nd of April. He'll be participating in the CQWPX SSB contest. But apart from that, Bud will be focusing on mainly CW, QSL via Home Call, Logbook of the World and EQRS. Aldir PY1SAD is active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Radio 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Aldir will be operating all bands, CW, SSB, digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. Contest news, Tuesday the 25th of March, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC, all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 26th, the UK and Ireland Contest Club contest runs from 20:00 to 21:00 UTC. CW on the 80 metre band, the exchange is your 6 character locator. Thursday the 27th, the 80 metre club championship contest runs from 21:30 UTC. Using SSB on the 80 metre bands, the exchange is signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest starts at 0000 UTC Saturday the 29th of March, ends at 2359 UTC Sunday the 30th of March, using SSB on the 160 to 10 meter bands, where contests are allowed, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last week was pretty unremarkable from an HF perspective after the disturbed geomagnetic conditions on the 12th to the 14th when the KP index rose to 5. Conditions were a little bit more settled. Solar flux index hit 204 on the 17th of March, but then declined back to the 180s. Having said that things were settled, the KP index did exceed 4 for 3 periods on the 19th, peaking at 467. This had the effect of reducing the MUFs over a 3,000 kilometre path to 21 to 24 megahertz. We also had 2 M-class solar flares on the 17th and 19th, with the latter causing a coronal mass ejection that may give Earth a glancing blow around about the 22nd of March. As spring progresses, we may find the F2 layer MUF dropping as we move to summer ionospheric conditions, perhaps to be replaced by enhanced sporadic E conditions on 10 meters instead. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index may drop further, perhaps hitting 150 on the 28th. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 25th and 28th, with a maximum KP index of 5. As we said last week, this is now a peak period for auroral activity, given the angle that the Earth makes with the Sun. The McPherson-McFerrin effect is down to the alignment of the Sun and Earth around the spring and autumn equinox, and means that you are twice as likely to experience the aurora in spring and autumn than in winter and summer. Now VHF and up, the recent fine weather has provided some useful tropo. This has been mainly towards the east and towards the near continent, which seemed like nice timing for the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest last Tuesday evening. Despite this, many participants reported poor conditions. The high is now moving away, and by the time you hear this, it'll be predominantly low-pressure weather sequence from now on. This means limited tropo in the coming week, and rain scatter comes to the fore as a mode of choice if you have a gigahertz band setup. The solar conditions continue to provide a trickle charge of auroral alerts, but not enough of any significant operating advantage. As usual, the message is to keep on top of things by monitoring the KP index for values in excess of 5. Meteor scatter remains largely in the gift of random meteors, so it's an early start to catch the pre-dawn peak of random meteors, if you're so persuaded. Lastly, a mention of sporadic E, which is still in its close season. We have to wait a little later until next month, when we could expect the occasional stirrings on 10 metres. EME path losses continue to improve until the Moon's perigee, its closest point to the Earth, on the morning of the 30th of March. Moon declination has been falling, reaching a minimum yesterday the 22nd. So again, we have short moon windows and reducing peak moon elevation. 144 meg sky noise started high on Friday the 21st of March, but will drop back to low by the middle of next week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.